Why should we remember? Why on earth, people might say, should we remember if over and over and over again we rush to war and sacrifice the lives of young men and young women? Why should we wear a poppy as a sign of our remembering if we do not learn the lessons of history? What is the point of gathering around war memorials and in churches up and down the land if all too readily we take the opportunity to take up arms, to send over planes with bombs and kill people? Well, really, there would be no point in remembering if that was all we did, would it? Would there? But we do, over and over again. We gather, perhaps in ever greater numbers, year by year, to remember. We feel moved to do so. We feel obliged. We feel we could not do anything other than that. And many of you perhaps have visited the Tower of London and the amazing installation there. Many more of you perhaps would have liked to have gone, but somehow didn't do it, and now it's possibly too late unless you dash up there today, tomorrow, or Tuesday, and then it is gone. And millions of people have made their way from all over the country and even from other parts of the world to go and see this sea of poppies, ceramic poppies in the moat, all around the Tower of London, which, if you see a picture from the air or lucky enough to go up in a helicopter or aeroplane, you would see as if the moat were filled with blood. And yes, we should be moved, but we should also be angry. Angry at such waste of life, such a senseless loss of human potential. In that moat, there are more than 888,000 poppies, each one representing the life of a man or a woman who died in the First World War. Alone, just in that war, each poppy remembering a life. And in remembering, perhaps the shock of it hits home again. What have we done? What do we do this to one another? To kill so many people, and we wish and we hope it would not happen. But it is also down to us. It is those who remember who must commit also to be a part of a world that does not rush to war at the first opportunity. 888,000 lives and more that we remember this year in particular on the 100th anniversary. And what those poppies perhaps remind us when we get up close that we cannot see from the photographs or from the air, when it looks simply like a moat of blood, is that each is an individual one. And Paul Cummins, the sculptor who made them or designed them and then oversaw the making of them, can you imagine 20,000 made a day in a 24-hour operation in a factory in Derby to ensure that all those poppies could be ready in time, each one handmade. Each one unique, like each life lost. Not just a mass of humanity, all those people, a whole generation, each one a life. And that's what we must remember too. Not simply a statistic, not simply a shocking fact, but the reality of individual lives. And each death sent a ripple of effect down through those families and those communities, as they do still today. Every life unique, every life precious. And that's just the ones we remember of the British servicemen and women died and the Commonwealth servicemen and women. Think of all those others too. And this year, somebody has done an amazing thing for us. Peter Reeder, a retired surgeon, took it upon himself to research the lives and deaths of every single person who died in this parish, from this parish, who died in the war. And this is the result. 259 people, 258 men, and one woman who died in the First World War. And each one has a page dedicated to them. Each one unique. Each one's details crafted with intricate care and detail. 259. Just from Barnes. And at random, I open the page and I read you this life. Ernest Matravers Cave, private, 6th Battalion Buffs, each East Kent Regiment. Born about February 1888 in St Giles, Westminster. Eldest son of Alfred, a military tailor, and Fanny Cave of Rathbone Place, Oxford Street. Married Ruby F. Jacobs in Paddington, 19th of May, 1914. Father of two daughters, lived in Barnes, worked as a military tailor, killed in action on the 29th of September, 1918, aged 30. Buried in Unicorn Cemetery, Verdwy, Picardy. Each life contains those details, particular to them, and we can only imagine the impact of that life lost. So yes, we remember. But more important, or at least as important, we commit ourselves to a different way, a better way. For although we will all live and in time perish, Jesus' words continue. Jesus' words calling us to love one another, to care for one another, not to take up arms, to walk a better way, a way of peace. And so it is at the end of this service, we together make an act of commitment. Big words, important words, about what we will do, what our part will be, to ensure that we do not simply remember, but we seek to live a better way. A better way. A better way. Amen.